Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Good evening to my radio audience tonight. Good evening to you. I am here again on this divine platform tonight. We're going to have a great, great, great show tonight. Very profound, very prophetic and powerful. Before we start our broadcast tonight, I just feel a need to pray again. This is the second time that I came on this platform within 3 or 4 days that I felt a need to pray. And who am I praying for? I'm praying for the remnant. I'm praying for the people that can see that something is going on in this earth, but they just don't know what. They can see that they need to make a change, and they don't know how. So I'm praying for those people, the ones that's going to wake up in this hour. And this hour, we are in the final hour, people. We are in the final hours. We won't have, this earth won't be the same as it was 10 years ago. It won't be the same, people. So I want to pray for the people that want to believe in the real God, want to know the real God, and want to understand what the real God wants them to do. And when I say real God, I'm talking about the God of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of the Hebrew nation. That's the God I'm talking about. That's the God I am here for. I'm here for that God. I'm here for that God. I am the prophet of the God of Israel. I am the prophet of the Hebrew nation. I don't say that lightly. I don't say that with understanding. I know exactly who I am and what I'm supposed to be doing right now. I'm not confused about none of that. So let us pray for the remnant, the ones that's going to make it out of the New World Order and all this chaos and confusion and the wrath of God, the God of Israel, Ahia, that have hit this earth. The wrath of a angry, angry God. Father, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, God of Israel, I don't know who I'm praying for tonight. I don't know who's listening. I don't know who's on the other side of this broadcast. But Father, God of Israel, Ahia, I pray right now in your holy name. I pray in your son, Yeshua's name, the Mashiach of the children of Israel. I pray right now, Father, not for the whole world. Not for the whole world. Because we know the whole world is not going to accept you. We know the whole world is not going to do what you want them to do. But I pray for that remnant, that 10% that you said in the Bible that will make it out of all this destruction. I pray for the remnant. I pray for the people that want to understand what I am saying and what I'm talking about on this platform. I pray for those people. I know they never heard no one speak the way that I speak or say the things that I have said on this platform. But whatever I say and whatever I speak is all for your glory. It's all for your honor. It's all for your will. Help those people tonight that don't understand. Help those people tonight that need to make a decision to walk away from all the religion, all the gods, and all the idols that they have followed all of their lives. Truth for the last days. This is the true word of God. So, Father, I just pray for those listeners and anybody that come back and listen to this broadcast or all those broadcasts that I have made. I pray for them that what something that I say will touch their ears, their heart, and their mind to wake them up. I thank you, Father. I thank you, God of Israel. All that you are using me for and what you're going to do in my life in this hour. Thank you, God of Israel. Thank you. God of Israel, from Genesis to Revelation, why call him God? Jesus Most High. This is Sister Sister Radio Talk Show. I am your host, Elisha Bob. And again, I am the prophet of the God of Israel. His name is Ahiah. Guest call in number 661-244-9831. We're going to go right into our broadcast tonight. Usually on a Tuesday, I usually come in and give you the law. I've been teaching 613 laws out of the Bible. I've been teaching that for like 4 or 5 weeks now. And usually on Tuesdays, that's what I talk about. But no, the God of Israel said, no, not this Tuesday. This Tuesday, I need you to talk about God of Israel, from Genesis to Revelation, why call him God, Jesus, and Most High? So we have quite a few scriptures tonight to cover. I need you to get your Bibles out. I need you to get your pencils out or your ink pens and your paper so we can learn and understand what it is that we need to do right now. This is a very serious moment that we are living in, people. This is a very serious moment. This is a very prophetic moment that we are living in. It's a lot going on, and it's a lot of things going to take place in this earth that you people don't understand. That you people don't understand why is it happening, why is it going on, and what it is that we need to do. What it is that we need to do. And me as the prophet, I'm going to tell you exactly what you need to do, because that's why the God of Israel put me on this divine platform, so I can tell you people what you need to do, you Jews, Hebrews, and Gentiles. So we have a lot of scriptures to cover tonight. Hopefully I can get enough time, enough mercy and grace from the God of Israel tonight to finish all of these scriptures and precepts that we have tonight. The book of Genesis, chapter 20, verse 1 through 18. God of Israel, you need to understand that God. You need to know who that God is. You need to know who he is. You need to understand what it is that he's doing in the earth and what he wants you to do in the earth to save you and your children from death and destruction that's in this earth. No, it's not a pretty picture no more, people. And again, I'm speaking to you prophetically right now. It's not a pretty picture no more. It's not, you can't pray your way out of this destruction. Let me say that again, people. You cannot pray your way out of this destruction. Why? Why? Because you people went too far. You went too far. You went overboard with all your gods and all your names and all your religion and everything that you loved and chased all your life. You went too far. You went too deep. It's just like Sodom and Gomorrah, where we are in this earth, all over the earth. Abraham said, God of Israel, Ahiah, because he knew his name. All of that is false teaching. If I could just find 10 righteous men in Sodom, would you let Sodom survive? He said, Abraham, if you can find 5 righteous, I'm just paraphrasing, I will call the angel back from destroying Sodom and Gomorrah. So this is exactly where we are in the earth. Exactly, people. Exactly. Because all you leaders, all of y'all, all of y'all, and I hope y'all hear me tonight. I really hope you leaders hear me tonight. Because I don't know how long I'm going to be on this platform. To the God of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, tell me it's enough, daughter. It's time. I don't need you to say nothing else. You done said all I need you to say. So I hope you leaders are listening. I hope you people are listening. Because you're running out of time. You're running out of that grace and that mercy that the God of Israel have on this earth still. Because of his remnant. Because of his remnant, he still have grace and mercy that he haven't blown this world off the map yet. That he haven't blown it off the map. Not me. Not me. I'm just a messenger. I'm talking about the God of all gods. The same God that destroyed Egypt. That God. That God. Can't nobody stop him. Can't nobody defeat him. He's all power, people. So the God of Israel, from Genesis to Revelation, why call him God? He have a name. He have a name. But you people don't know that name. That's the problem. That is the problem. And right now, it's a serious problem. Very serious. Why call him God? God, God, God. That's all I ever hear you people talk about. God, Jesus, Most High, Yah, and all the rest of your names that you have for the one and true only God in this earth. You people, you people cause this wrath and destruction in the earth on your own selves. On your own selves. No, your Jesus won't be able to help you. Okay? Your Most High and all your gods. It's only the God of Israel. There's no other God. Let's go to the scriptures now. And again, if you would like to purchase the coronavirus spiritual guide, send me an email. Send me an email at onestop-s@hotmail.com. And all the purchases that you give me for the book that the God of Israel told me to make for COVID-19, what they call it, it will go to our charity for the poor. Our charity for the poor. Because I don't believe in charging people nothing for what the God of Israel tell me to do. I don't put a price on anything. Anything. Freely you have received, and freely you must give. Genesis 20, verse 1 through 18. Let's get going now. Genesis 20, verse 1 through 18. We're going to start with Abraham. 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 The father of the 12 tribes of Israel. And Abraham journeyed from thence towards the south country and dwelt between Kadesh and Shar, and sojourned in Gerar, verse 2 of Genesis chapter 20. And Abraham said to Sarah, his wife, she is my sister. And Abimelech, king of Gerar, sent and took Sarah. But God came to Abimelech in a dream by night and said to him, behold, thou art but a dead man for the woman. I'm talking about the God of Israel, people. Let me show you who this God is. He's the real God. But thou is nothing but a dead man for the woman. Why thou hast taken, for she is a man's wife. That's how much the God of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, loved Abraham. He loved Abraham. Abraham was his friend. Why was Abraham his friend? Why did the God of Israel love Abraham so much? Because Abraham did exactly what he told him to do. He said, Abraham, I want you to leave from the land of Ur, from the land of Chaldean, which is Babylon. Which is Babylon, because Abraham's daddy, he had all kind of gods. He was into all kind of satanic worship with all his gods. So Abraham obeyed him and did exactly what the God of Israel wanted him to do. And he became his friend. He became his friend. So don't tell me you people can't keep the law. You can keep it, but you don't want to keep it. Because you've been told by your leaders and all the people that you are over you that the law is dead and it don't work no more and you don't need it. But let me keep going to paint my beautiful picture about a beautiful God that you people don't know nothing about. Verse 4, verse 4. But Abimelech had not come near her. And he said, I'll never call him Lord. That's an injection. It is an injection. Ahio, will thou slay also a righteous nation? So this is the king of Canaan. King of Canaan. Abraham went to Canaan because that's where the God of Israel told him to go. Verse 5. Verse 5. Said he not unto me, she is my sister. So Imelech and the God of Israel is having a conversation about Sarah, his wife, and his sister also. Yes, Abraham told him that that was his sister. And she is his sister. Let me keep reading. Genesis 20, verse 5. So he not said unto, she is my sister. And she herself said, he is my brother. So this is what he's telling the God of Israel, Ahia, that Abraham said to me that that's his sister. And Sarah also said that that's her brother. You don't want to touch Abraham's wife, Abimelech, because you would be a dead man, you and all your household. Look what happened. Genesis 20, verse 5. Say her not unto me, she is my sister, and she herself said, he's my brother. And the integrity of my heart and innocence of my hands have I done this. So he's saying, God of Israel, look, I did not know that that was Abraham's wife. I did not touch her. I haven't did nothing to her. And the God of Israel warned him before, because he was going.